personally, Mickey, congratulations on a number of fronts. Promotion, semi-final to look forward to. The rise of Donegal hurling continues, and a good performance.
Yeah, very good. And for once, we kept at it for the 70 minutes. You know, it was five each, maybe after 15 minutes, there's nothing to talk. But once we pulled away, I think we scored the next 9 points to put a wee gap between us. And it's something that we've been working on, is just trying to work for 70 minutes, because we've been in and out of games, you know, great spells and then big momentum swings where we're conceding a lot. So it was good today to put it all together, you know, considering a young team out there, and it's great to enjoy the last 15 minutes and be comfortable for a change, you know.
Yeah. They started the game well, and again in the second half they got a couple of points, but you responded quickly and we saw that goal from Ushing.
Yeah, what a goal. Like, and he's been brilliant today. He's brilliant the last 2 weeks, you know, and fielded some ball, and his work rate, like even in the 68th minute there, I think he was chasing down and hounding us with 12 or 14 points up. So it's great to see boys like that, you know. And as I say, we're missing Ron McDermott, and he kind of replaces that kind of leadership and the work rate that he gives up there, along with a bit of quality, you know. So he's been a great find for us this year. And, you know, I thought the full back line, like Steve McBride again, and full back line, so solid. Like, he's as good a defender that's in the division, and that's a damn good player he's marking there from Dublin. So good performances out throughout the pitch, you know, with Tyrone now next week, you know, and we know what they bring. There's never nothing between us, and it'll not be as free-flowing as the hurling today. It'll be a lot more dogged, and breaking ball will be so important, but we know what they're about, and it's great to get another game.
And you can go into it with plenty of confidence. You know, Liam McKinney's, he scored a great point, and then he got the goal, and again, that just gave you that bigger margin at the end, and you had in all Jared Gilmore's frees and fine points from long play. It was a very comprehensive display.
Yeah, and some nice hurling played. No great passing through the lines and finding the man in the better position. And look, we've even had a problem with scoring goals. We went three games there without a goal, and hurling, that's not good enough. But we still were getting the victories, and it was great to beat that duck today to get a goal or two. And hopefully, we're going to need one or two again next week if we're to beat Tyrone, you know.
So finally, just putting it all into context, Tyrone in the semi-final next week, then a hopefully league final against Derry, and then next season up with against some teams that you haven't played maybe ever before.
No, we've never been in the likes of divisions with Kerry and teams like that. So and the likes of Down, who's found their feet up there now, and a great team. So it'll be great for the likes of Kerry coming here. Hopefully we can get them home, and just hopefully we can get a bit of crowd out, and we've raised the bar a wee bit, so it'd be nice to see how we compete against them boys. And if you can find your feet up there, I think you know it'll not be easy, because hurling's so tiered, and Kerry and them might be a bit strong for you. But if you can just compete well with the teams that go up with you and try find your feet and get a victory or two, it might be enough to keep you there a season and hopefully build from that, you know.